大家平安。
May peace be with you.
啊，今天早上啊，跟大家一起来学习啊，神国的三宝。
So this morning we would like to study the topic of three treasures in the kingdom of God.
好，我们现在来看啊，马太福音十三章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 13.
啊，马太福音的十三章。
Matthew chapter 13.
十三章的四十四节。
Chapter 13, verse 44.
请读。
Matthew chapter 13, verse 44. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid again. And from joy over it, he goes and sells everything that he has and buys that field.
这个四十四节啊，是主耶稣讲的话。
So, verse 44, records the words of Jesus.
他讲，天国好像宝贝藏在地里。
The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field.
好，我们来教会哦，是学习神的事情。
We come to church to learn the things of God.
那神看不见。
We cannot see God.
啊，神的事情也很抽象。
And the things of God are very abstract.
所以有时候很难了解。
So they may be hard to understand.
但是主耶稣在讲到，他用最简单的比喻来描写深奥的道理。
But when Jesus speaks, he uses the simplest parables to explain the mysteries of God.
所以让人很容易了解他要讲什么。
So it becomes easy to understand what he has to say.
这里讲天国，天国是什么？
So what is heaven?
天国在路加福音呢，就是在讲神的国。
In the book of Luke, it says that heaven is the kingdom of God.
那主耶稣出来传福音。
When Jesus came to preach,
他第一个讯息是什么？
What was his first piece of news?
天国近了。
That the kingdom of heaven is near.
你们要悔改。
You need to repent.
这是整个主耶稣传福音的中心。
And that was the central focus of his ministry.
他带给我们天国的盼望。
He brings us hope for heaven.
也就是带给我们神的国的盼望。
He brings us hope for the kingdom of God.
那我们住在美国很好啊。
It's great that we live in the U.S.
那为什么我要去追求那看不见神的国？
Why do I need to pursue this kingdom that I cannot see?
这个地方讲啊，天国就神的国，好像宝贝藏在地里面。
Here it says the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in the field.
一块地哦，看起来很普通。
So a field looks like a very ordinary piece of land.
但是如果这一块地里面有宝贝，
But if there's a hidden treasure there,
这一块地就非常特别了。
This field becomes special.
那我们来到教会。
When we come to church,
你仔细看，我们教会的信徒大部分都很普通。
We might look like a bunch of ordinary people.
建筑物也很普通。
Our building is very average.
有时候跟世界上你参加的社团比起来，
compared to other organizations,
好像也没有什么差别。
We're not all that different.
所以如果我们用外面来看，你就不会特别觉得说我需要去教会。
So if we just take the initial look, we might think, why do we have to go to church?
我生活已经不错了。
I live well enough.
但是如果我们来到教会，你在这深入的查考。
But if we come into church and study,
你就发现教会这个神的国里面有宝贝。
We will realize that there is treasure here in the kingdom of God.
不是用眼睛看哦。
We can't see it.
要深入挖深一点。
We had to dig deep.
那怎么挖深一点？
How do we dig deep?
就是进到圣经里面来看。
By entering the Bible and studying it.
从神的描写来了解这个很普通的一个教会到底它有什么宝贝。
We understand how special this ordinary looking church can be by studying the Bible.
那如果我们认识了这个宝贝，
So once we come to know of this treasure,
你就会愿意花一切所有来买这块地，来追求神的国。
Then we will be willing to sell everything to pursue God's kingdom or to seek this treasure.
这个宝贝到底是什么？
So what is this treasure?
哦，为什么值得我们花一切来追求？
Why is it worth everything that we have to seek it?
好，我们现在来看哥罗西书。
Let's turn to Colossians.
哥罗西书的第二章。
Colossians chapter 2.
哥罗西书的第二章。
Colossians chapter 2.
第二章的第三节。
Chapter 2, verse
3.
Chapter 2, verse 3. In whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge?
第一节。
Verse 2. That their hearts may be encouraged, having been knit together in love, and that they will attain to all the wealth that comes from the full assurance of understanding, resulting in a true knowledge of God's mystery, that is Christ himself.
这个第二节告诉我们了，神的奥秘就是基督。
Here it says that God's mystery is Christ himself.
基督是谁？
Who is Christ?
两千年前降世为人的耶稣。
He is Jesus Christ who came to this earth 2,000 years ago.
那耶稣跟我们一样。
Jesus is like us.
他是历史上的一个人。
He is a historical figure.
他有生日。
He has a birth date.
那耶稣也跟我们不一样。
But Jesus is also different from us.
我们每一个人都是父母结婚所生的。
We are all birthed after our parents have gotten married.
但是主耶稣要出生以前。
But before Jesus was born.
天使告诉玛利亚。
The angel told Mary.
你是蒙大恩的女子。
You are the most blessed of women.
因为你要从圣灵来怀胎。
Because you will become pregnant from the Spirit.
玛利亚觉得说我没有出嫁，怎么有这个事情呢？
And so Mary was perplexed. I haven't gotten married yet. How could this happen?
那天使是告诉说，出于神的话，每一句都带有能力。
The angel responds that everything that comes from the Lord will take place.
所以玛利亚就怀胎了。
And so Mary became pregnant.
就是神的灵进到她里面然后她就生下一个人叫耶稣。
The Spirit came to her and she gave birth to this child named Jesus.
所以耶稣就是神降世为人的一个人。
Jesus is God come to earth as a human.
所以他跟我们不一样，他是神。
He is different from us because he is God.
所以我们是人，我们不是神。
We are human, we are not God.
那耶稣是人，他也是神。
Jesus is human and also God.
所以我们在看耶稣哦。什么都没有。
So when we look at Jesus, it may appear that he really was nothing.
那什么都没有的人怎么会吸引人呢？
So how did he attract people?
但是经过两千年前，经过两千年。
So in 2,000 years.
那我们来这里做什么？我们来信耶稣啊。
It's been 2,000 years, so why do we come here? Why do we believe in Jesus Christ?
那为什么他可以吸引我们？
Why does he attract us?
因为他就是神。
Because he is God.
所以一个人如果要认识神，
So if a person wants to know God,
一定要认识耶稣。
We need to know Jesus.
因为他是神成为人来地上。
Because he is God in the form, God in human form.
你要看耶稣他怎么来的。
We need to study how Jesus came.
他讲什么？
What did he say?
他怎么生活？
How did he live?
他怎么死？他怎么复活？他怎么升天？
How did he die? How did he resurrect? How did he ascend?
那我们对神的认识就会越来越清楚。
And then we will have a clearer understanding of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以第三节一切的智慧跟知识都在他里面。
In verse 3, it says, In whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge?
这里讲的智慧跟知识不是我们在地面上一般人讲的智慧跟知识。
The wisdom and knowledge spoken here is not the kind that we see in this world.
这里讲的智慧是认识神而来的智慧，这个知识是有认识神而来的知识。
This wisdom is wisdom that comes from God, and this knowledge is knowledge that is given from understanding God.
所以如果我们看英文它是 treasure, 有宝贝，这个智慧跟知识是一种宝贝。
So the English translation says that wisdom and knowledge are treasures.
哦，那为什么啊，从主耶稣来这个智慧跟知识是宝贝呢？
So why is the knowledge and wisdom from God a treasure?
好，我们就要想这个最基本的问题啊。
So let's think of the fundamental question.
每一个人哦，都想要过好的人生。
We all want to live a good life.
所以你到年纪大的时候回顾一下，如果我有好的人生，有的人就讲，我就死就没有遗憾了。
So when we grow old, we may look back and if we see that we have lived a good life, we say that we have lived with no regrets.
那好的人生是什么？
What is a good life?
我怎么能够得到这个好的人生？
How do I achieve this good life?
这个就需要有认识神的智慧跟知识。
This requires knowledge and wisdom from God.
所以这个是宝贝啊。
This is a treasure.
宝贝就是你用钱买不到的。
And a treasure cannot be bought by money.
如果用钱买得到，这个就不是宝贝了。
If you can buy this treasure, it's no longer a treasure.
这个宝贝要白白给我们。
This treasure is freely given to us.
所以叫做恩典。
And that's why it's called a grace.
所以我们今天来教会追求救恩。
Today, when we seek salvation,
你一毛钱都不要花。
You don't have to spend a dime.
这个叫做恩典。
That is grace.
这个叫做宝贝。
That is a treasure.
那什么叫做好的人生？
What does it mean to have a good life?
我们就回到神当初创造人的时候。
When we return to the time when Jesus, when God created humans.
如果我们看创世纪的第一章。
If we look at Genesis chapter 1,
人在创造的过程里面一共用六天。
God spent 6 days to create everything.
那这个六天里面哦，创世纪第一章里面有讲七个好。
In those 6 days, he created 7 things that are good.
里面有七个好。
There are seven goods.
Yeah. 那每一个啊，神创造都，神看都是好的。
So everything that God created, he deemed as good.
但是神创造人啊，说神看是非常好的。
When God created man, he said he saw and that it was very good.
所以原来好的人生就是在创世纪第一章跟第二章里面。
So a good life is what is depicted in Genesis chapter 1 and 2.
那如果第一章跟第二章啊，我们在想好的人生是什么？
So if we use that to discern what is a good life,
那就发现了好的人生包括三件事情。
Then we realize that good life consists of 3 things.
第一件事情。
First,
跟神有合一的关系，好的关系。
Having a good harmonious relationship with God.
第二个。
Second,
跟人有合一的关系，好的关系。
Having a good and harmonious relationship with fellow humans.
第三个。
Third,
跟物质。有一个正常的关系。
Having a normal relationship with the goods of this world.
所以一个人如果有这三个好的关系，他的人生就是好的。
So if when a person has 3 good relationships, then they live a good life.
所以很多人他的一生他想要过好的人生。
So most people want to live a good life.
但是他不知道什么叫好的人生。
But they don't even know what it means to have a good life.
所以活着一辈子他只是照着别人的生活方式这样去学。
So they may live an entire life following other people's leads.
有时候是从父母学的。
They may have learned from their parents.
有时候从社会的文化学的。
They may have learned from society and culture.
他本身并不了解什么叫好的人生。
But they themselves do not know what it means to have a good life.
所以我们今天来教会就是要重新带领我们回到伊甸园来享受神创造那好的人生。
Today, when we come to church, we are returning to Eden to experience what is a good life.
那伊甸园里面只有一个神看是不好的。
And in the Garden of Eden, there is only one thing that God did not see as good.
就是亚当一个人孤单。
That it was not good for Adam to be alone.
所以神就创造的一个女人叫夏娃。
And that's why he created a woman named Eve.
然后这两个合在一起成为一体，这个就是婚姻。
And together they became one in marriage.
如果我们现在看在美国社会里面。
If we look at the American society today.
婚姻发生问题实在是太多了。
There are too many situations with marital problems.
你如果看小孩子的统计，
And if you look at the statistics regarding children,
40%以上的小孩子都是在单亲的家庭长大。
Over 40% of children grow up in single family households.
一个很健全的家庭，父母的爱，这样来栽培小孩子的家庭不多。
So there are not many children who are grown, who are raised in loving, nurturing families.
所以圣经要把我们带回到怎么让我们的家庭更幸福。
The Bible brings us back to how we can have a family filled with love.
那家庭的中心是什么？
Who is the center of a household?
就是夫妻。
What is the center of a household? It is the couple.
那夫妻怎么能够非常好，好像一体一样？
So how does the husband and wife unite as one?
我们需要有认识神的知识跟智慧。
By having the wisdom and knowledge that comes from knowing God.
神当初造人，他是怎么造的？
How God originally created humans.
他造婚姻，他是怎么造的？
How did he originally create marriage?
那神看是好的。
And what God sees as good.
所以如果我们回到原来神创造人那个智慧跟知识，我们的婚姻就变好了。
If we return to our origins in wisdom and knowledge, then our marriage will be good.
所以在教会里面，如果一个人真的很认真在追求神，
So if a person truly diligently pursues God,
如果神的国真的是充满在他心里面，
If the kingdom of God truly is in their heart,
他的婚姻绝对是好的。
They will absolutely have a good marriage.
因为他已经回到伊甸园里。
Because they have returned to Eden.
所以一个人婚姻好，他要有一个最基本的条件，就是他要跟神有好的关系。
In order to have a good marriage, you need to first have a good relationship with God.
因为神造人的时候，用他的形象造人。
When God created humans, he created in his likeness.
这个就是人的价值。
And that is our value.
人看起来像神。
We look like God.
然后神祝福给他所造的人。
And God bless his human creation.
所以神人活在神的形象里面非常完美，然后人活在神的祝福里面非常幸福。
If we live under the likeness of God, then it is good and it is perfect, and we will enjoy ourselves when we live in him.
那为什么我们现在一大堆问题？
But why do we have all these problems today then?
所有的问题是因为我们现在伊甸园外面。
All these problems happen because we are now outside of Eden.
我们跟神关系不好。
We don't have a good relationship with God.
或者根本没有关系。
Or we may not even have a relationship at all.
我们没有神的形象。
We do not bear the likeness of God.
我们没有神的智慧跟知识。
We do not possess his wisdom and knowledge.
所以问题一大堆。
So that's why we have all sorts of problems.
所以我们来教会有宝啊。
There is a treasure here when we come to church.
认识神造人的那个智慧跟那个知识。
Understanding the wisdom and knowledge that came upon God's creation,
让我们重新来改造我们的家庭，
will transform our families.
那家庭的第二个关系就是父母跟子女的关系。
The second major relationship in a household is between the parent and a child.
在伊甸园里面这是和睦的。
It is a harmonious relationship in Eden.
但是你看现在家庭很和睦的不多。
But we realize that today there are a few families that are in harmony.
那怎么让家庭和睦？
So how do we develop harmony in the household?
你把全家带到神的面前。
By bringing the entire household before God.
在神的国里面。
In God's kingdom.
大家有神的智慧跟知识。
We will all possess God's wisdom and knowledge.
用这样来活，这个家庭就很和睦了。
And if we live like this, then family will experience harmony.
所以我们来教会是追求宝。
We come to church to seek the treasure.
从神来的智慧跟知识。
This treasure of wisdom and knowledge from God.
那第三个就是人跟物的关系。
The third relationship is the relationship of between people and stuff.
因为人不认识神。
Because we don't know God.
那自然就把物往上提升。
We naturally put the things of this world up.
提升变成神。
We raise them up as God.
所以一辈子想什么？
So what do we spend our lifetimes thinking about?
多赚一点钱。
About making more money.
买更大更好的房子。
Buying a better, bigger house.
拥有更多外面物质的东西。
Possessing more stuff.
以为这样就是幸福。
We think that that's what it means to have a good life.
当一个人把物提高到神的地位。
So when we rise our possessions up to the place of God,
把神往下压。
And we push God down,
这个人生就有问题啊。
Then we will have problems in life.
外面拥有很多。
We may have lots of stuff.
心灵没有得到满足。
But our hearts are not satisfied.
因为离开神很远。
Because we are so far from God.
全家住在最好的房子。
We may live in the best house.
但是那是五星级的旅馆。
But it really is just a five-star hotel.
但是它不是五星级的家庭。
It is not a five-star home.
它只是外面生活水准很高。
We may have a very high standard of living.
但是它生活的素质、生活的品质并不好。
But the quality of life may not be all that good.
因为家庭没有爱。
Because there's no love in the family.
家庭没有平安。
There's no peace in that family.
所以整个人生要重新改造。
We need to transform our home life.
我们需要这个宝贝，认识神的智慧跟知识。
And to do so, we need the wisdom and knowledge from God.
这个就是我们来教会的目的。
That is why we come to church.
所以来教会不是想神祝福，让我赚到更多钱。
We don't come to church asking God to bless us with more money.
拥有更多外面的东西。
Or to give us more stuff.
这个不是圣经讲的。
That's not what the Bible talks about.
但是神要带领我们。
But God will guide us.
回复到好的人生。
To return to a good life.
让你真的有满足的人生。
So that we can enjoy a satisfying life.
就是从认识神的智慧跟知识开始。
And it starts from having the wisdom and knowledge from God.
这是第一个宝贝。
So that is the first treasure.
好，我们现在看路加福音第六章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 6.
路加福音的第六章。
Luke chapter 6.
路加福音第六章的四十五节。
Luke chapter 6 verse 45. Verse 45. The good person out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth what is good.And the evil person out of the evil treasure brings forth what is evil, for his mouth speaks from that which fills his heart.
这也是主耶稣讲的话。
These are the words of Jesus Christ.
好，那我们进入四十五节间，先读四十四节。
Let's
四十四。
Let's also look at verse 43 and 44. Verse 43, for there is no good tree that bears bad fruit, nor on the other hand a bad tree that bears good fruit. 44.For each tree is known by its own fruit. For people do not gather figs from thorns, nor do they pick grapes from a briar bush.
这个地方讲好树啊，结坏不会结坏果子。
Here it says that a good tree will not bear bad fruit.
坏树也不能结好果子。
And a bad tree will not bear good fruit.
有一次我到Garden Grove 教会去帮忙圣工。
So once I was helping with holy work in Garden Grove Church.
一个信徒就。切了一盘的这个英文怎么讲？番薯石榴啊。
So a member prepared a plate of pomegranates.
不是那个巴达。
Guava.
Guava 啊，对，很好吃啊。
Prepared a plate of guava and it was delicious.
我问他，这个是从哪里来的
？And I asked, where did this come from?
因为有一阵子这个 Garden Grove 的信徒在会堂外面就。这空地就种那个芭乐。
Because there was a period of time when the members of Garden Grove Church planted guava trees in the lot.
那礼拜六就把它弄松施肥。
And on Saturdays they would fertilize the trees.
那以后就开始结果了。
And the tree began to bear fruit.
所以到处都是芭乐。
So there were guavas everywhere.
好树结果好果子。
So a good tree will bear good fruit.
它只要成熟，它就会结果子。
Once mature, the tree will bear good fruit.
但是后来那个树长得太大，影响教会，所以。我再去，先全部都砍掉。
But the tree eventually got too big, and the next time I went, the tree was cut down.
所以这是真的好树结好果子。
And it's true, a good tree will bear good fruit.
那主耶稣讲这个要讲什么
？So what is the point of this?
就是讲我们每一个人。
Jesus Christ is speaking about each of us.
我们每一个人就是一棵树。
We are each a tree.
那。如果我们结好果子
，If we bear good fruit，
别人就可以享用
，Others can enjoy it。
如果我们结坏果子
，If we bear bad fruit，
就让别人受苦啊
，Other people will suffer。
如果我们回来看
，So let's look back。
刚刚读的四十四节
，Let's look at verse 44。
人不是从荆棘上摘无花果，也不是从棘藜里摘葡萄。
For people do not gather figs from thorns, nor do they pick grapes from a briar bush.
啊，这里讲哦，荆棘跟棘藜。
So here it talks about thorns and briar bushes.
哦，这个荆棘跟棘藜有刺啊。
These plants will have thorns.
哦，所以你碰到它，它就啊，就刺到你，就很痛了。
It hurts when you touch them.
哦，所以有的人哦，他的存在好像荆棘跟棘藜一样。
So some people exist as thorns and will hurt people.
到哪个地方就帮让别人受苦。
Wherever they go, they cause suffering.
哦，但是有的人到哪个地方，他就让别人受得到益处。
But then there are some people who will help people wherever they go.
哦，那这个要怎么改变
？How do we change then?
因为我常常听啊，甚至人教会的信徒也这样讲啊，我真的不喜欢我自己的个性。
Because I often hear people say, I do not like my own personality.
啊，我真的很喜欢啊，那谁谁谁像他的个性。
I really like so and so.
我知道他讲的不是客气话，他讲的是真的。
And they are not just being polite. I know they are speaking their truth.
人的个性很难改变。
It is very hard to change our own temperament.
除非我们的个性能够改变。
But if we can change our temperament,
不然的话，我没有办法变成好果子。
Only if we can change our own personality can we start to bear good fruit.
但是个性不容易改变啊。
But it is not easy for us to change.
活到八十岁不能改变的就是不能改变。
People can live all the way to the age 80 and still never change.
啊，但是这不等于没有希望。
But this, however, does not mean that it's impossible.
还是可以改变。
We still can change.
啊，因为如果我们看45节哈，
Because if we look at verse 45,
善人从他心里所存的善，啊，英文有 treasure， 这个善是一个 treasure，
so,
是一个宝贝。
The good is a treasure.
啊，好，那如果他有这个善的本性宝贝，他的生活就活出善来。
So if a person has the good treasure, good nature, they will live and do good.
啊，那问题是，我们怎么来改变这个不好的本性变成好的本性
？So how do we change our bad nature into a good nature？
啊，这个就是教会里面的宝贝。
That requires the treasure that is here at church.
啊，什么宝贝
？What treasure？、
啊、我们现在看啊，彼得后书。
Let's look at Second Peter.
啊，彼得后书的第一章。
Second Peter chapter one.
彼得后书的第一章从第三节到第四节。
Second Peter chapter 1 verse 3 and verse 4. Verse 3. For his divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness through the true knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and excellence. 4. Through these, he has granted to us his precious and magnificent promises so that by them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world on account of lust.
这个第三节在讲我们认识耶稣的时候我们、得到什么
So verse 3 tells us what we gain by knowing him.
这里讲生命跟敬虔的事。
Here it says that we gain life and godliness.、
哦、生命就是属灵的生命就是永生。
Life is our eternal life.、
哦、敬虔就是属灵的操练。
Godliness is spiritual training.、
哦、所以我们信了耶稣以后你才有永生。的观念，我们信了耶稣以后，才有这种敬虔的操练。
We come to know about eternal life and godliness by during the process of coming to know Jesus Christ.、
啊、那到了第四节
，verse four，
他将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们。
Through these, he has granted to us his precious and magnificent promises.、
啊、所以，如果我们没有很深入的圣经，一看到又宝贵又极大，就想到，哎，是不是工作更好，钱赚更多？生活更享受呢
So if we didn't understand the Bible, when we see precious and magnificent promises, we think, oh, does that mean that we're going to gain wealth and power?
这个不是圣经讲的。
That's not what the Bible is talking about.
那这个宝贝是什么
So what is this precious?
离开情欲来的败坏。
So that we can escape the corruption that is in the world on account of lust.
这个情欲 lust 是什么罪性。
Lust is our sinful nature.
所以每一个人都有罪性。
We all have a sinful nature.
这个罪性就控制我们。
And this sinful nature controls us.
所以为什么我们去做我们不想做的事情
？Why do we do the things we do not want to do？
因为罪性。
Because of our sinful nature.
为什么我们想做的做不出来
？Why are we unable to do what we want to do？
因为罪性。
because of our sinful nature.
那这个罪性不是你在学校里面然后多读两本书就改变了。
And we can't get rid of our sinful nature just by reading a couple more books.
啊，也不是立志就可以改变的。
We can't change just by making a determination.
也不是钱多就可以改变的。
And we can't change just by having more money.
那个这个罪性要怎么改变
？How do we change our sinful nature？
这个地方讲哈，脱离从世上情欲的败坏。
We have to escape the corruption that is in the world of, on account of lust.
就是神的帮助，圣灵的帮助。
We need the help of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵很大的能力可以致死我们的罪性。
The Holy Spirit has the power to put an end to our sinful nature.
但是这个只是一半。
But that's just half of the solution.
下一半更宝贵。
The other half is even more precious.
跟神的性情有份。
We can become partakers of God's divine nature.
人有人性。
Humans have human nature.
但是人性大部分是罪性。
And our human nature is mostly evil.
神有神性。
God has his own nature.
但是神性里面没有罪性。
But God's nature has no sin.
那我们现在这棵树信主以后罪性渐渐少了。人性渐渐多了。
So, as we come to know God, our tree will become less sinful and more godlike.
所以这个人就改变了。
And this person will change.
那这个改变是很自然的。
And this change comes very naturally.
你如果信耶稣要改变是用自己的意志去改变你没有办法改变多久啊。
It is hard for us to permanently change our own nature by sheer determination.
当我们跟神的关系越来越亲近。
If, however, we have a close relationship with God,
神的爱充满在我们心。
If God's love fills our heart,
神的灵充满在我们心。
If God's spirit fills our heart,
神的话充满在我们心。
If God's word fills our heart,
我们的个性就渐渐变成神性。
Then our human nature will become more divine.
那我们自己会觉得我们在改变。
And we will feel that we are changing.
越来越不会生气。
That we don't anger as easily.
那别人会觉得我们改变。
Others will see how we are changing.
那这个改变从哪里来？
And where does this change come from?
就从这一块地有宝贝。
From having this treasure in the field.
这个宝贝就是脱离罪性跟神的性情有份。
And this treasure comes from escaping our own evil nature and becoming partakers of God's divine nature.
所以我们在美国，如果下一代愿意来敬拜神
，So living in the U.S. when our next generation chooses to worship God,
来追求这个宝贝
，to seek this treasure,
你会发现我们的下一代比我们这一代会更好。
We will discover that our next generation will be even better than our current generation.
因为他从小就追求这个神性的充满。
Because they have sought the fullness of God's divine nature from birth.
所以不要一直想我的孩子一定要读名校。
So don't worry about how our kids need to go to some name brand school.
在什么出名的公司上班赚多少钱，这个不是最重要。
Or they go work at some name brand company. That's not the most important.
最重要要认识神。
What matters most is that they know God.
来追求。这一块地的宝贝
and they seek the treasure that is in this field.
脱离罪性跟神的性情有份
they depart their sinful nature so that they can be in the likeness of God.
所以整个信耶稣我们头脑的观念会整个改变
we need to change our full understanding of God.
从地上的文化传统进到神的国里面的那个价值观
we need to leave the traditions and culture of this worldAnd take on the value system of God.
这是第二个宝贝。
So that is the second treasure.
第三个宝贝。
The third treasure.
我们看马太福音第六章。
In Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音的第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
第六章的二十节。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 20.
从十九开始，十九二。
We'll begin from verse 19. 19 and 20.Do not store for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy, where thieves break in and steal. 20. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in or steal.
这个十九跟二十节我们就看到有两种财宝。
So verse 19 and 20 describes two types of treasure.
第一种财宝就是地上的财宝。
First, there are treasures on earth.
那第二种财宝就是天上的财宝。
Second are treasures in heaven.
哦，那地上的财宝看得见摸得到。
We can see and touch the treasures on earth.
所以人马上会感觉到这个很宝贝。
And we know immediately that this is precious.
但是天上的财宝看不见摸不到。
But the treasures in heaven we cannot see or touch.
哦，所以一般人不会想要去追求。
So most people do not seek to pursue that.
哦，但是这个是最宝贵的。
And yet it is what is most valuable.
为什么？
Why?
因为圣经告诉我们，你财宝在哪里，你心就在哪里。
Because the Bible tells us where your treasure is, there your heart will be.
哦，有一天我们离开这个世界的时间到了。
There will come a time when we have to leave this world.
哦，请问，我们的财宝给我们什么希望？
So I ask, what hope does your treasure have?
你什么都拿不走啊。
You can't take anything with you.
哦，但是如果我们在追求神的果。
But if we pursue God's kingdom.
哦。第一个，我们有天国的盼望。
Then we will have a heavenly hope.
哦，所以最后一点不是在地上。
And we know that our end point is not in this world.
哦，最后一点是在天上。
But our end point will be up in the heavens.
哦，第二个，在天上有财宝。
Second, we should store our treasures in heaven.
哦，所以圣经里面在讲哈，我们如果看彼得前书第一章。
If we look at 1 Peter.
哦，彼得前书第一章。
1 Peter chapter 1.
第三节。
First Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
第四节。
4. To obtain an inheritance which is imperishable, undefiled, and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you.
这个第三节讲我们有活泼的盼望。
Verse 3 tells us that we have a living hope.
每一个盼望你得到它就开始失去它。
The moment that we receive something that we hope for is the moment that we start losing it.
包括跟你所爱的人结婚。
Even including the person that you love.
你得到它觉得很幸福。
You may think that that life is good now that you have this person.
但是时间一年一年过去，你就开始失去它。
But as the years pass, you will begin to lose this person.
只有一个盼望是永远不会消失的。
There is only one hope that will never vanish.
这个叫活泼的盼望。
That is the living hope.
哦，那这是什么？
What is this living hope?
我们刚刚读第四节。
In verse 4 it says,
得的不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残，然后在天上的基业。
It is the inheritance that is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, reserved in heaven.
对，如果你当父亲，
As a father,
你是不是很希望留一些产业给你的下一代呢？
Do you not hope to leave an inheritance for your next generation?
这是父亲的盼望。
This is the hope of a father.
但是我们有一个父亲在天上。
But we have a father in heaven.
他要给我们天上的基业。
He wants to give us the heavenly inheritance.
这是永远的。
It is eternal.
哦，这个才是真正的宝贝。
It is the true treasure.
你到那里有永生，在那个地方有财宝为你存留。
There you will have eternal life with a store of your heavenly inheritance.
啊，差不多一年前了，我的姐姐告诉我。
About a year ago, my sister told me.
啊，主耶稣告诉她，要
Jesus spoke to her.
带她到天上啊，得基业。
And took her to heaven to see her inheritance.
我那时候我也没有问他到底你是看异象做异梦还是祷告中神给你的感动。
Now I didn't ask whether she saw this in a dream or in a vision while she was praying.
哦，那她从神领受这个以后，她生活真的开始预备。
But once she saw this, she began to make preparations.
哦，所以有一次她大概是祷告还是做梦。
So there was one time, I don't know if she was dreaming or if she was praying.
看到说一场婚礼正在进行。
But she saw a wedding taking place.
那个新娘就是她自己。
She was the bride.
那她就是看到自己都没有打扮，那怎么办呢？
And she realized that she hadn't adorned herself and made preparation. What is she to do?
所以她就醒过来。
And she woke up.
醒过来就很害怕。
And she was really afraid.
哎呀，那个新娘就是我。
And she realized, well, I'm the bride.
哇，所以她就很认真在追求这个属灵的成长。
So she really diligently began to pursue spiritual growth.
有一阵子她告诉我，祷告文说，赦免我的债，如同我免了人的债。她说她不敢念。
And so she once shared that in the Lord's Prayer, there is that, that line that says we have to forgive our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. And she's like, I am afraid to say that.
为什么？因为下面一部哦，下面是讲说，如同我赦免别人。
Because the second part of that statement, as we have forgiven our debtors.
这个标准很高。
That's a very high standard.
所以她不敢念。
So she's afraid to say it.
那最近她就告诉我说，哎，她现在已经进步了，她现在可以念了。
But then recently she said, I've improved, I can say it now.
啊，所以她一辈子哦，她没有一间房子。
She never became a homeowner during her lifetime.
生活很简单。
She lived very simply.
到最后一段时间，她就把整理所有的东西全部都清光了。
And during her final days, she managed to give away everything that she had.
啊，她就一直想要到天上得基业。
Because she was ready to accept the heavenly inheritance.
哦，在她生命的最后一个时刻。
And during her final moments of life,
她在床上祷告。
She prayed in her bed.
刚好有一个工人去探访她。
And a worker went to go visit her.
帮她按手祷告。
And laid hands on her.
她举手祷告，很认真祷告。
She raised her hands in prayer as well.
那个工人就看她的手就垂下来。
The worker saw as her hands came down.
然后就走了。
And then she left.
在祷告中，神就把她带走了。
God took her.While she was praying.
所以我们就真的可以看到人生最后一点是在天上。
Our end point of life is in heaven.
而且真的神为我们预备天国的基业。
And God really has prepared a heavenly inheritance for us.
这个就是我们人一生的追求。
That is what we should devote our life to seeking.
所以我们来教会追求神的国。
We come to church to pursue God's kingdom.
里面有三个宝贝。
And because there are three treasures.
认识神的智慧跟知识。
Knowledge and wisdom that comes from God.
然后跟神的性情有份。
And having a part with God's divine nature.
第三个。
Third.
领受天国的基业。
Receiving our heavenly inheritance.
但是这个是隐藏的。
But it is hidden.
如果我们看得很清楚。
If we can see clearly,
我们就会花一切的代价来追求。
Then we will know that we will give up everything to pursue it.
上次。
Let's sing hymn.
158首。
Hymn 158.